Good night, everybody.
Good afternoon and happy Tuesday to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, McGroin Nation, coming to you live from the Deep Red State, the great state of Tennessee, on Rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. We're live on Rumble. We're live on X. We're rocking and rolling. The media is imploding. Oh, it is so funny to see the tears. It is so funny to see the freakouts, the panicking. You know, Elon has been saying, you are the media now. A lot of people, you know, we are the media now, right? That's been the thing that we've been saying, because the mainstream media has been dying. Now, what is one of the one things that I've been saying about the mainstream media for a bit? They still hold some power. They still hold some influence. They still can not necessarily move the needle to the degree that they once moved it, but they have power. They have reach, right? They have the ability to reach people. But the ability to reach people is rendered useless if the people don't care that you're reaching them. Everyone at home has access to MSNBC. The problem is, apparently now, less people are watching it than ever before. Right? So the reach doesn't matter. Yes, you can hit every set-top box. You could hit every television. You can hit every mobile device. You could do all of these different things with your content. But if nobody actually wants to consume your content, that's it. That's it. So what you are seeing now happening with the mainstream media is hilarious. The one thing that I've been saying is, you know, you will know if the mainstream media really is struggling if they start to see a dip in ad revenue, right? In sponsorships and what keeps them on the air, what makes them a profitable business. It's ads, it's commercials, right? The commercial breaks that we hate so much during our favorite shows, Oak Island, the commercials that we hate so much in our favorite shows because they break up the action, well, that's what keeps the show on the air for you, right? I mean, that's they sell the space, that's what pays the people to be on the show, that's what pays for the production, et cetera, et cetera. The reason why you have sponsors and companies that want to advertise in those slots is because they know that there's going to be a large amount of people watching when their ad is played. Right now, the mainstream media is running into a problem. Their audience, a lot of them, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, their audiences have evaporated. What does this mean for their advertisers, right? What does this mean for those sponsors? They're not going to want to pay. They're not going to want to pay as much as they used to pay when the audience was larger. That makes sense. Why should they pay $30 million for an ad in a spot that used to get 70 million viewers, or that's a lot of people. They used to get 2 million viewers and now only gets, you know, 1.5 million viewers. They should pay less because they're reaching less people, right? You're going to start to see these, if these trends continue, if the mainstream media continues to hemorrhage viewers, hemorrhage support, and most importantly, hemorrhage trust. You can only be wrong so many times before people say, we're done here, right? We're done. It's the reason why I get into all these fights with the Q-tips. When have you been right? Well, never. Never. Right? It was this whole thing. Donald Trump is still the... No, he's not. He's not the president. He's president-elect right now. It's not. None of that crap you believed was true. At some point, you are wrong so many times in a row that even when you're right, nobody's going to believe you. This is referred to as what? The boy who cried wolf. And the media has cried wolf over Trump for the last almost 10 years in a row. Russia, Charlottesville, fine people, Ukraine, January 6th, classified documents, Stormy Daniels, right? All of it. Suckers and losers. He's a racist. He's a misogynist, right? He's a foreign asset. He's a security liability. He's a felon. He's a rapist. They have gone through everything. Everything. He's a dictator. He's a Nazi. They've gone through, literally, they've said all of this stuff about Trump. None, zero. None of it has been true. So now when MSNBC tells me it's raining outside, I got to step outside and get wet first to make sure they're telling the truth. You see what I'm saying? And so they have this reach. They have the power. But like I've been saying, about the mainstream media, they will truly have no power. When people go, ah, nobody watches them. Well, people still watch them. Don't get me wrong. People still watch the media. However, after this election, with 54% of Joy Reid's audience being gone and 40% of Morning Joe's audience being gone, and yeah, we're going into a slow period for everybody because the holidays are around the corner. But, you know, you would think right after the election, MSNBC's audience wouldn't just immediately evaporate. They're gone. They're gone. So they're losing their power right now. They're losing their power right now. And the next step to find out if these losses are significant enough and as significant as we think, the next step will be to see how many cuts these networks are going to have to make to their staff because they don't have the money, right? The advertisers, who's advertising on there? Are these networks being put up for sale? MSNBC, there have been plenty of rumors about that. Those are the next steps that we get to watch with the mainstream media. And all I can tell you is I am glad to be here on Rumble with LFA TV with an audience that gives a damn about this country and knows up from down than to be spewing bullcrap someplace on YouTube or MSNBC or CNN with the axe hanging over our heads going, oh, Jesus, you know, we've lost the country here and we've got to do a shakeup. The mainstream media is in a massive panic right now. You've got the CEO. I wanted to play this for you yesterday, but we're going to play it today. The CEO and co-founder of Axios, a left-wing media outlet, going, just losing his mind on stage about Elon Musk and X. Losing his mind.
Well, just because you have a blue check mark doesn't mean you're being trusted.
Well, I agree. There are some people with blue check marks on Twitter that are dumb, that are fake, that are clickbaiters. I can't stand them. I call them out whenever I can. There's nothing I hate more than clickbait. Nothing I hate more than shiny object and here's what's going on. And there was a shooter on the water tower, right? Enough. Nothing I hate more than clickbait. Nothing I hate more than clickbait. So from that aspect, he's right. But the reason why he's saying it is not because he doesn't like clickbait. Axios is nothing but clickbait. It's nothing but hoaxes about Donald Trump, right? What he's saying, he's doing it because he's jealous, because he's scared. Morning Joe, same thing. You've got, I call him, look, we call, what do we call The View?
The Moo.
No, The Zoo.
The Zoo. I was close.
I've got a new alliteration, a new nickname for everybody on there. You know, I call them the cattle on The Zoo, right? Yeah. It's a lot easier if we just it's a lot easier if we just call them the bickering bovine.
No.
Yes, the bickering bovines. No. The bickering bovines on The View, that's what it is, right? Because they're bickering, and they're bovine. Now, bovine is not just limited to cattle. You got water buffalo, cows, you know, any hooved animals can be considered bovine. So the bickering bovine on The View, you just want to call it The Moo. We call it The View, the bickering bovine on The Zoo, or Moo, or Mo. We have Mo as well. Twitter's been stealing all your Mo's, Rumble. It's for something, you know, you guys, we gotta get a new head coach over there. Get this chat back up to championship caliber levels, you know? It is Thanksgiving. Hey, look, by the way, the leaf is gone. You see?
I know, it makes me
sad. It's gone.
It looked like he was trying to tickle your head.
No, that leaf is out. We got it out, so we're good. All right, folks, we got all that. We also are going to be joined by Colonial Metals Group today. The CEO, Paul Stone. From Colonial Metals Group, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. He's coming up in just a second. Before we do that, I want to tell you all about our good friends over at OFP Farms. That is Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. You know, it is Friday of Color Week. Black Friday. Friday of Color. Take a look at X. Look, oh, Jaconda Gennaro says bickering bovine with three laughy face. You see? These folks get it.
The BB.
We love the bickering bovine. Dr. Charles, the mayor of infrastructure, says very festive look. We love it. We love the festive. All right. Bickering bovine's a big hit over on X, by the way. So we love that. Very good. Very good. Nice to see you guys. Bickering. All right. OFPFarms.com. It is Black Friday week. Friday of color over at OFPFarms.com. Do not miss the Black Friday sale with 30. That's double the normal promotion. Ooh. 30% off your entire purchase. Enjoy a fantastic 30% off your entire purchase with code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Check off everybody on your Christmas shopping list with the beautiful gift sets from the farm. I am partial to the We the People gift set. I like the We the People soap. Smells good. Woo! Look at that. It's like red, white, and blue soap. Goat milk soap. It smells amazing. Of course, the Outlaw soap with Donald Trump's mugshot on it will leave you smelling like a felon. That's this one right here. Check out the range of handcrafted soaps, lotions, and creams that are gentle on the skin and wonderfully fragrant. The gift sets are thoughtfully curated to provide a touch of luxury and relaxation for anybody who receives them. Ideal for pampering during the holiday season. The sets include a selection of the best sellers, each crafted with love and care. Seize the exclusive chance to spread joy, real joy, to your loved ones while also treating yourself to something special. Shop now at OFPFarms.com to take advantage of the limited time Black Friday, Friday of Color sale. You see it on your screen. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. Discover the nourishing benefits of goat milk for yourself. Remember, have a great time. Happy shopping. And may your holidays be filled with warmth and joy. 30% off ends on Friday, the 29th of November. That would be Friday of Color at midnight Pacific time. So those of you on the East Coast, you guys have a little longer to go. Okay? It's 3 a.m. your time. It's midnight Pacific time. You see it on your screen, OFPFarms.com. Promo code S-H-A-W-N. Spell it correctly or you're not going to get the discount. Yeah. OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N for 30% off. Ends Friday at midnight Pacific time. We're going to get to the media. We're going to have fun with them. Tom Holman fighting back the woke mayor of Denver, Colorado. We'll have some fun with them. And a new favorability rating of Donald Trump has come out. It's pretty awesome. And an update about New York City. You guys have heard me say this before. Matter of fact, I was saying it before anybody else said it. There's a rumor that old herpes is coming back in New York. Just can't get rid of him. Handsy Andy? Is he coming back? We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Towards the tail end, right before we end for the day. Until then, let's enjoy this little bit. We recorded this today. Our friend Paul Stone, our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group, our post-election roundup here with Paul Stone from Colonial Metals Group, what to expect in the future. Look, I love the fact that Donald Trump won. We both do. But unless the government doesn't stop spending like drunken sailors, and what would you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Throw him on the brig until he's sober. That's what you do. Early in the morning. Unless the Congress stops spending like drunken sailors thrown in the brig early in the morning, the problems are going to continue. So you may want to consider moving some of your assets into precious metals. Here's Paul Stone from Colonial Metals Group to tell you more about that. We'll be right back in about 20 or so minutes with another live portion of the show. And we're going to have a lot of fun at the media's expense. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Paul Stone, the CEO of Colonial Metals Group. You know, they're a sponsor of our show, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. It's been a long time since we spoke, and we've been talking about that coming storm, right? That, you know, the analogy that Paul has in his Substack, thepaulstone.substack.com, the analogy of the wildfire that's coming, and you could see it coming, and you have a choice to make. You can either leave yourself vulnerable to that incoming storm, that incoming wildfire, or you can take what means the most to you and move it out of harm's way. So we are back. And, you know, from my opinion, our country has essentially been spared some of it politically, but economically, you know, unless the crazy spending stops, the inflation and the devaluation of our dollar is still going to continue. So, Paul, first of all, welcome back. It's good to have you. And second, you know, post-election, has anything really changed? Has the sentiment changed, or are we still kind of still dealing with that wildfire that we see on the horizon making its way, you know, making its way to the barn?
You know, it's a lot like the beginning of especially the NFL season, where all the fans think this team, this time it's going to be our year. It's going to be our year. We haven't played a game yet. There's a lot of hype about the players that are coming and the, you know, the off-season trades that have been done. And, you know, if you take the Jets, for example, and God bless Jets fans.
Just Paul, wait a second. I'm sorry. I am a lifelong New York Jets fan. And when you said, this is our year, I'm like, oh, he's going to bring the Jets up. Or, this is what I'm saying. They're a meme now, but I'm sorry. Continue.
So when you look at it that way, nothing's really changed. No one's played a game yet. There's a lot of hype about the players that are coming. You know, you guys got Aaron Rodgers, and you have you know, some other guys that receiver. But what the NFL is a great example of, and hopefully I'm not tuning anyone out who's not an NFL fan, but it's a great example of how important coaches matter. And it's also an incredible example of having to play within hard and fast limits. I mean, they will call pretty much any penalty when they see it, and it'll break your hearts when you get a holding call and your guy just went 30 yards and it's getting called back, and now it's not first and 10, it's first and 20. In the government, there's no rules, really. They can pick at each other and subpoena each other and cause each other to testify in front of Congress, but nothing really happens. No one went to jail during the 08 bust. Nope, none of these politicians rarely ever get busted where they actually serve time. They might have to resign. So when you look at that checks and balances of any sport, right, and we all go crazy with the NBA refs. Oh, my God. I mean, they had a lot less rules in the NBA. There's a new regime coming, but it still has to play within this same pit, the swamp, where there's really no one holding each other accountable. What I mean by that is, let's say, and it would be easy. It would be easy for any brilliant person to go to Washington and look over all the books and study things for a while and see where the wasteful spending is. Okay, so you can identify that to be cut. Now you have to send that message to Congress and go, okay, send us a budget, send the White House a budget without these spending line items in it. And you'll get $5 trillion this year instead of $7.
Right.
When's Congress going to send that?
Right.
When? Because back in their hometown, even if it's wasteful spending, like imagine you're pretty young, but I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years ago, there was a big movement to close a lot of military bases in America and around the world. And everyone's good. Yeah, close bases. Let's spend, you know, they're obsolete. We don't need them anymore. Cold War's over. Just not in my town. Don't close the base where we live.
Yeah.
The representatives in Washington have to go back to their people and go, well, you know, the base is closed, and that's going to cause a lot of jobs to go away, a lot of spending to go away, a lot of benefits the town benefited from to go away. How Elon Musk can't go there with a gun to anyone's head and get the Congress to send this budget less. So what will actually be different? And I think that's what you're getting at.
Yeah,
that's
basically the question I'm asking, obviously, because, you know, you can have a president, he could veto the budget, but they can override him. And, you know, the biggest problem that we have, and this is the only organization that I've seen this, right? The only time it's ever, like, you know, told that it's okay. I mean, if I spend too much money, if you spend too much money and I can't pay my bills or I can't pay my rent, I'm on the street, right? But when the government does it, it's like, well, you know, well, we'll just get it more from taxes, or we'll just raise taxes on X, or we'll just, increase whatever the cost is on Y. We'll print more money, right? Print more money and devalue it and cover, you know, just cover it, even though it's flooding the system with more dollars chasing the same or less amount of goods. So it's like, how come if I can't pay my rent, I face consequences, but when the government goes trillions of dollars, has these deficits that are just ungodly, right? These just unbelievable deficits, there's no consequences. And I think that's what you're getting at, right? Unless there's, and I've said this a number of times, whether it's folks breaking laws in, you know, the elections, or folks who are just whatever law breaking you may see, unless there are actual consequences, nothing will deter other people from behaving that way. I mean, I put it this way, right? Let's say paying the fine on your speeding ticket was optional. Would you pay it? I know I wouldn't, right? Because it's optional and you don't get in trouble for not doing it. So, you know, when there's no consequences for the action, the action is basically by default being made acceptable. Now, in your latest Substack, November 8th, a couple days after the 2024 election, and you mentioned that, you know, you voted for Donald Trump and you did so without hesitation. But, you know, what could he actually change other than vetoing these budget proposals? Then you're risking shutting down the government. What can he actually do? How can this actually, you know, other than him directing Congress to send the budget that you just, you know, spoke about, cutting everything out, what can Donald Trump actually do to rein in this reckless spending without a cooperative Congress?
And that's where people are stuck, is the representatives and the senators work for a certain group of people. The president works for all of them. And what happens when, because this all started when Obama was president, was pretty much the first time where regularly the Congress would not send a budget the president was demanding. And so if he wouldn't sign the budget, then the government just gets the exact same amount of money plus a little uplift. Maybe it's 3 or 4% or 10% uplift the following year. So if there's no executed budget that goes to law, Congress gets its $7 trillion again and again and again through all four of Trump's years. If he's not willing to sign a budget they send to him, they just get the money they got last year, next year. So that's that, to another visual on your point. If there's no consequences, oh, but there are. So let's go back just real quick to the firestorm I've mentioned before. If your hay is in the barn, everything that matters to you, and certainly your autonomy, whatever ability you have these days to roam around and do what you want when you want to, or not do anything when you want to, is because you have saved money. So that saved money is hay in the barn. It's in some institution. It's out there somewhere, you know, hopefully doing okay. But eventually that firestorm the government started long ago, that printing of money killing your currency and eventually kills the infrastructure, the componentry to the financial world itself. When that dollar is worthless, so is all your hay in the barn. If you move the hay, right, over to precious metals, for example, it's no longer going to suffer the harms man-made finances creates. And that's what that means. That's all that means. It doesn't mean the world comes to an end, but it does mean a great deal of a reset. Everyone talks about a reset, so let's talk about it. That's what a reset is. It's the game over. And you put another quarter in the machine, and we get to start playing Pac-Man again. We get a new game, or Battlestar Galactica, or Frogger. You know, all of our clients are used to Pong and Frogger, right? They don't know Call of Duty too well. So when you look at it that way, it's not anything against Trump. He'll get the border closed. He'll get some awesome stuff going. He'll drill more. Maybe the pipeline will come in from Canada, and that'll create a lot of jobs. And, why let that oil go to China?
Right.
You know, Canada wants it to come here. Why? Maybe we can get a refinery built, a new refinery. Mr. Wonderful talks about that all the time from Shark Tank. I don't think this country's built a refinery or a nuclear reactor in 40 years. France is completely nuclear powered. You know, all these environmentalists are for this clean energy. Nuclear is the best. Yep. It's the best. And we figured it out. You know, Three Mile Island was a long time ago. The industry was brand new at the time. No one really got hurt. It was scary, but nothing bad happened. And nothing bad's going to happen or has happened for many of these nuclear reactors that operate in our country today. So when you and I talk, and you talk to your buddies, your friends, and your family, and I talk to mine, we're all normal people. We're out here in the weather. The government is in a bubble that has no idea what actually it is, who they work for. They work for us.
That's right.
And they forgot that. They lose sight of them. Here's the ultimate consequence. Because they still have to operate like the NFL has to operate within that field. They can't enlarge the field. They can't change the rules as they go. They have to play by hard and fast limits and rules. And because there are no refs in the government, the ultimate ref is Mother Nature. When your currency ends up mostly worthless, like worth a penny, half a penny, today it's worth 2.7 cents. So if the dollar was a stock, you lost your ass.
Yep.
97% lower than where it started. $100 stock, 100 penny dollar, right? Today it's a $2 stock. It's a 2.7 penny dollar. When it's down to, and this is what I've read, economists that study math, that study physics, they study math when it has values put to it, like monetary values. When that currency is worth too little, everything blows up. Regardless of what you do, how bloody your knees are from prayer, regardless. Now, can a deity come in and save us all? Maybe when we go bankrupt, that's when something great happens and we go off to something else. But where you have to place your bets, folks, is will the government cooperate with these cost-cutting measures? No, they won't, because that's their track record.
Right.
If they would have liked to have done this before, they could have run for office saying, look how much money we've cut and saved the American people. We're not going to bastardize the dollar anymore. Reelect me. Look what I've done for you. Oh, yeah, reelect him. He should be president. She should be president, right? They would love to run on that platform. They can't, because they can't stop printing the money, because the bills aren't shrinking. The demand for the printed money is the problem, and that's the ultimate problem the government never solved. And so when you look at health, you give it some time if you want, wait around a little longer, but eventually my prediction would be you don't see things really change. You don't see much cooperation. You see conflict and fighting and lawsuits everywhere around the Trump administration and internationally. And it's just a bunch of mayhem going on. And you're going to think, what solves uncertainty for financial things? Gold and silver does.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm in the business. I'm in the business because it solves an incredibly important problem. If you end up, like you said, living homeless, who's to blame for that? You could say it was all along, it was the government, but eventually it's our responsibility to check ourselves, check back in with financial reality and wonder, well, if the dollar's worth a penny, is that when I should bail on my, you know, current positions for all my savings today? Or because you just want to be early. My only value to anyone is to get you in early.
Right. Well, I look at it this way. Look, and you say the government hasn't kind of reversed these reckless habits when it comes to spending and printing. And the old adage is, you know, the definition of insanity is repeating the same behaviors and expecting different results. Well, in this case, we know the government is going to, we the people know the government is going to repeat the same behavior, and they're not expecting different results. They know what they're doing isn't fixing the problem. They know that, right? So if we know that they know that they're repeating the same behaviors, not fixing any problems, not even hoping that the problems are going to be fixed, just doing it because they've gotten away with it so long. Well, we know that the consequences for us are negative. So at that point, yes, you're right. Personal responsibility. You see the folks you elected to represent you spending like drunken sailors and nothing's going to change. Well, don't have faith that something in government's going to change to help you. You got to help yourself, and that's where a group like Colonial Metals Group comes in. So you jump into gold, you jump into silver, and you put your money into an asset that is not going to devalue over time like the dollar. You know, you put it this way, it's not financial advice, but I mean, a 97% drawdown is something that is just, I mean, you don't want to be caught in a free fall like that. That'll wreck you. So don't let yourself get wrecked and do your due diligence. So how can people get in touch with you, Paul? What can you do for them? What can you, you know, what are some of the services that you're offering to folks right now? It's the holiday season. Money's on everybody's minds. Thanksgiving dinner costs more than it ever did. You know, how can people help themselves and partner with Colonial Metals Group to hedge against this reckless spending that we're witnessing?
Just starts with a conversation. We're Americans, right? We're just like everyone else, but we understand, especially our older folks, our 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old retirees, we understand you helped that Colonial Metals Group. We understand you built the country. We pay homage to that. Gentle conversations about the numbers, right? What are you looking at when you have your salary coming in when you were working and the bills that are going out? You're looking at numbers. You're making projections off that. You know, what's Christmas going to be like this year? You probably started saving in April. So you'd have something set aside for when Christmas time rolls around. I know you've racked up tons of credit card debt. The country has more than $1.1 trillion, our people, to find ways to have what they need by mortgaging their future somewhat. And, you know, it's sickening. The average credit card rate I've read is around 20%. So we're getting just crushed everywhere you look. It's time to understand that where they have given you gifts, the money printing regime has absolutely created gifts for much of the people that live here in their retirement savings. It's been a financial wind blowing at your back if you are able to raise a sail and catch that. Warren Buffett is just an incredible example of catching this money printing wind for the last 40, 50 years. That's all it really is. He's invested in sensible companies. I'm not giving financial advice. This is just my assessment. I mean, without all the money printing, he's probably worth a third of what he's got today. He's still wildly successful. So when you look at all the money that's swirling around, it has given nice things to people. It's also crushed the hopes and dreams of most, creates a lot of frustration and anger. You know, when you stub your knee on something and it's 20 degrees out, it hurts like hell. When it's 80 degrees out, it's like, oh, you just rub it. So reach out to us through the website, the landing page that we've created for your show, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA, I believe.
Yep.
And give us a time where it's convenient to talk. Maybe not this week, but hit us up now, and we'll be looking to get in touch with you next week after the holiday's over, and have an adult, plainly stated conversation about the reality of things. There's not been one reserve currency country that kept the status. That's the precedent. The government, the people make the country incredible. It's the governments that preside over their ruin. You think the Chinese government's got it figured out? Those people have no clue. They're manipulating everything. There's a ton of secrecy and BS in their financial world. Real estate has been crushed over there. There was a time a few years ago where they almost had a larger GDP than us. Now it's like 70% of ours. They're shrinking. Yeah. They're shrinking. No one's got this figured out. And that's why you have to, because the location of your savings, when it really does go off the rails, is going to dictate to you, American friends and family, how you experience that hell. If your money's not there when that storm races across your property, then you won't feel that financial harm. And generally, you see incredible uplift in gold and silver prices. Right now, it's probably got to be about protection. It's certainly got to be about being early. And if you wake up one day in June and you're just so, you're having heart palpitations because you're so damn excited to jump back into Trump's economy, then out of gold and silver you come. And back into the thing that you're super excited to be with. But if your financial positions are not in alignment with your ideas about things right now, why live in that confusion? Right. Bring those finances in alignment with your belief system. If precious metals, security, privacy, your own financial property, actually actual metal, is something that would help you sleep better at night, then get over the fear of starting. Call us, reach out to us. We're friendly. We don't hire any jerks at Colonial Metals Group.
That's right. I love it. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. There's also an 800 number. It's 888-688-1215. You can give them a call and speak to the team there. They're here to help, and we always love having you, Paul. And you know what? In the words of every New York Jet fan, maybe next year is our year, but I know it's not, so I don't get my hopes up. And if you're hoping for the government to change their habits over the course of a year, well, you know what they say. You can hope in one hand and do something else in the other. So give them a call. Yeah. Check them out. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. Paul Stone, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate the time.
You got it. And the reason the Jets are all going to struggle is your owner. I grew up a Redskins fan. We had an incredible owner until we had Snyder.
That's
you know,
right.
And that was just tragic. It was tragic. Yeah. But now look, the ownership changed last year. There's a whole new owner this year. Look at them. Different coaches. They have a great successful season going this year.
Yeah.
That's the key. The government leadership, the ownership of government isn't going to change.
Right.
It's everyone you've been voting for all these years and all the minions that work. Again, government salary is $1.4 trillion a year.
Crazy.
You're thinking that's going to change? Get all your buddies and run down to the beach and try to stop a wave.
Yeah.
You'll have the same result. So
true.
It goes bankrupt. If your money's not there, you're good. If it's located in the dollar, it's not good.
Right.
That's what the history says. Love you. Thanks for having me. God bless all of you, and thanks for putting up with me.
Thank you so much. Until next time.
Bye now.
Paul Stone, Colonial Metals Group, the CEO of Colonial Metals Group. Hey, we mixed it up. We even talked a little sports. You know, he brought up, you know, the whole, the football team that makes a big trade in the offseason. I'm like, here comes the Jets joke.
I like him. He's nice.
He's cool. The Jets are a meme now. They are universally memed as, you know, there's like the Island of Misfit Toys. Mm-hmm. There's like, you know, they used to be the Cleveland Browns. They're now the doormats of the NFL.
Yeah,
the New York
suck.
Jets. You know, J-E-T-S, just end the season. Or just end this. All right, folks, I want to talk to you one more time now about Cozy Earth. You heard about Colonial Metals Group. We're going to get to Cozy Earth. And then we're going to laugh our you-know-whats off at the mainstream media. I love laughing my you-know-what off at the mainstream media. So we're going to do that together. But first, I want to tell you all about Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com/LFA. CozyEarth.com/Lima Foxtrot Alpha. Folks, Cozy Earth's goal is to help you create a sanctuary within your home. You got to love Cozy Earth. It's right there on your screen. A refuge from the demands of the outside world. They understand the significance of finding comfort and tranquility in the hectic lives we all live. Your 5 to 9 should consist of relaxation, rejuvenation, unwinding, and embracing a sense of calm. With Cozy Earth, you can transform your space into an elevated haven where serenity and renewal will intertwine effortlessly. Cozy Earth products feature temperature regulation, enhanced fabric, superior softness, responsible production, and they have durability and a commitment to quality. Folks, check out their bamboo sheet set. A silent night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift this holiday season, elevating everyday luxury into something everybody will use and absolutely adore. It is the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night feel like a serene escape. Also, check out the Cityscape collection designed for comfort and functionality. The Cityscape sweatpants are a must-have loungewear staple wherever the holidays take you. Cozy Earth Cityscape hoodie is your go-to for comfort on the move. So wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. That's CozyEarth.com/LFA. Lima Foxtrot Alpha. CozyEarth.com/LFA. CozyEarth.com/LFA for up to 40% off. 40. CozyEarth.com/LFA. All right, folks. Folks, look. Here's the deal. Okay. The Bear Bird here is better than the Bears. Earth Rider. I'm going to miss Joe Biden a little bit. Remember the media told us that this guy was totally fine, right? Why do you think the mainstream media has lost credibility? Every time Joe Biden had one of those, look, here's the deal. I got hairy legs. Every time he had one of those moments, they called it a cheap fake. Every time a damaging story about Donald Trump came out, they assumed it was truthful. They assumed that he was, what was it, guilty until proven innocent, right? This was a cheap fake.
Beer brewed here. It is used to make the brew beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes.
Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. Can't spell the
we
word
have
eight.
1,000 billionaires in America. You know the average tax rate they pay? 8%.
EIGH%. And of course, he blamed AIDS on Elton John.
By the way, it's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS fight HIV/AIDS.
Yeah, there you go. Blame Elton John for AIDS. Very good job. The mainstream media loses their credibility. The mainstream media has a hard time holding on to their credibility. Here is the CEO and co-founder of Axios at some conference or some ceremony that, you know, the journalists all pat themselves on the back, make themselves feel good about whatever it is they lied about today. Here's this, again, remember, this is the CEO and co-founder of Axios, a major left-wing publication, major left-wing website, online presence, Axios, right? Flipping out over the fact that X is essentially replacing them.
Matters. Everything we do is under fire. Elon Musk sits on Twitter every day or X today saying, like, we are the media. You are the media. My message to Elon Musk is bullshit. You're not the media. You having a blue check mark, a Twitter handle, and 300 words of cleverness doesn't make you a reporter any more than me looking at your head and seeing that you have a brain and telling you have an awesome set of tools makes me a damn neurosurgeon, right? Like, what we do, what journalists do, what you did in Mississippi, what Al Jazeera does in the Middle East, you proclaim yourself to be a reporter? Like, that's nonsense. Like, being a reporter's hard. Really hard. You have to care. You have to do the hard work. You have to get up every single day and say, I want to get to the closest approximation of the truth without any fear, without any favoritism. You don't do that by popping off on Twitter. You don't do that by having an opinion. You do it by doing the hard work.
Yeah, come on, slow clap, everybody.
Oh, yeah, slow clap. Oh, slow clap. Did you hear that whiny little bitch? Being a reporter is hard. Get the hell out of here. You people have the easiest jobs in the world. You open up your inbox, you go to the first email from the DNC that tells you what to talk about, and you talk about it. You have the, being a reporter is difficult. Shut up. Give me a break. Did you hear him? I'm like, am I the only one who saw him crying up there? You don't know what it's like to be a reporter. Come on. These people, you gotta be kidding me.
You have to care.
You can't have favoritism. Oh, you can't have favoritism? Oh, Axios? Right, okay. Yeah, because you were real nice to Donald Trump in the 2024 say. Elon Musk says you're the media. That's bullcrap. It's just, I can't. Okay, you have to care. Being a reporter's hard. You don't just get to wake up and call yourself a reporter. I just... Oh my gosh. You would think like Tom Brady was out there and some like some kid playing like flag football in the street was like, I'm better than Tom Brady. And Tom Brady just threw a hissy fit. You're not better than me. I play in the NFL, man. Oh, that's too good. Hey, by the way, that guy went on Morning Joe. Remember, Morning Joe, of course. Hi, everybody. Slow clap. Oh. Yeah, okay. Being a reporter is hard. You have to care. Stupid. What a waste of time. That's, by the way, that's not just some guy. Jaconta Gennaro on Access Road. You have to do the work. <It's>... Can't with that whiny little baby. Like, seriously. Okay. Listen, it's not. And by the way, that guy. So just so we know, again, let's put this in. That's Jim Vandehei or Vandehei or whatever. However you want to pronounce his name. Hey, to be reporters are. Yeah. That guy is not just some dude with a podcast and an opinion. That guy is the CEO and co-founder of Axios. That's a media organization. He's not a nobody. And he's literally pissing himself because X is replacing them and rendering them irrelevant. If you did do your job, there would be no need for an independent media. Get it? All you had to do was do your job. You decided to turn reporting, as you said, into editorializing about a preferred political candidate and marching on with the talking points emailed to you from the DNC. That's what you decided to do. So what we decided to do was tell the truth. It's what the media was supposed to be doing, but they weren't doing it. So we filled that void over on X. That's why we say we are the media now, because as I said in the beginning of the show, you may have the reach, but nobody gives a damn about what you're reaching them with because nobody's turning you on. Nobody's taking you seriously anymore. You have to do the work. You have to care. Being a reporter is hard. You break. Here he is again on, I think it's the same guy, on Morning Joe. Listen to this. Listen to Morning Joe freaking out. They know they're being replaced. Ooh, it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. Is it, right? The great replacement. Remember we said we are getting replaced by illegals. Well, now the media is being replaced by independent media. They don't like getting replaced. Hey, turns out there's something we can agree on. Let's look at this meltdown on Morning Joe.
Like you said, this is what gets me. Is somebody pops off on Twitter or some other social media and they lie. They make mistakes. You know what the cost of that is? Nothing. They do it again. In fact, it helps them because algorithms are rigged. So you stir up shit. And you, the more you can get people angry, the more followers you get. But also now it's monetized right. To help you lie.
Okay. It's monetized to help you lie. Can anybody please tell me the last time Morning Joe told the truth? Since he cares so much about being accurate. When is the last time Morning Joe told the truth? Remember, it was Morning Joe that said Hairy Legs, Corn Poppy Guy, was fine. He's a talker. He's sharp. Joe Biden age is just a number. And you're not going to vote for Trump. You know, you got to vote for Biden. He's okay. He's as sharp as I've ever seen him. Oh, he's as sharp as you've ever seen him? Do sharp people say things like this?
Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on.
I've never heard a smart person talk about an Oyster Bunny before. being a reporter is hard. It's so difficult. Give me a break. Do smart people say this? Do sharp people say this?
I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
That doesn't seem like a sharp person to me. Than fly. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. Being a reporter's hard. You have to care. That guy. That's my favorite hissy fit. You have to care. You gotta do the work. Jim Vandehei. Give me a break. All right. Morning Joe. Well, there's no consequence to lying. This Thank you. That's your whole freaking business model on MSNBC. Do you understand, Morning Joe, that you work for a network that employs you, your crazy wife, Rachel Maddow, and Joy Reid? Yeah, we know there's no consequence to lying. We get it. That's MSNBC's entire business model. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Now do you understand MSNBC and CNN have fallen so hard in the ratings, ladies and gentlemen, that they are now being beaten by the Hallmark Channel? I get it. It's holiday movies, but we've seen them all. People would rather watch, and it's different now. It's different. Listen, it's different now. Okay. Back, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you had to wait into, you know, the holiday season for the holiday movies to start coming on your TV. Now we have a connection to all the digital databases of these movies. We can watch these movies whenever you want. You don't have to wait for Christmas season to watch Home Alone or Die Hard, which is a Christmas movie, right? You don't have to wait for the holiday season to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You can watch it whenever. You may feel weird watching it in July, but if you want to watch The Grinch in July, you can watch it, right? Because we have a connection. We could connect to any streaming service, find the movie, play the movie, watch the movie, enjoy the movie. So we've seen these movies. That's number one. A million times, these holiday movies, right? But we have access to all of them now. And people would still rather watch Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel. More people would rather do that now than watch MSNBC or CNN. If you are getting lower ratings than the Hallmark Channel, you got yourself a problem. And they got themselves a problem. You know who else has themselves a problem? The bickering bovine over on The View, okay? The bickering bovine, old McDonald's farm. Here's, look, they're fighting with each other. There's infighting breaking out of, it's a cat fight. The Yentas, the bovine, the bickering bovine were bickering so much that they started getting upset with one another. This is what happened after the election. They're in disarray. Make sure we step on their throats politically, rhetorically, of course, no violence. Watch, this is a funny one. This is funny watching these bovine freaks yell at each other and bicker with one another on TV. Here we go.
And recognize. Yeah, so I think what we're all saying is we're going to sit and watch.
We're going to wait and see
because we can't do anything else except.
I'm not going to wait and see. I mean, this guy's told us he's a retribution.
What are you going to do? There's nothing to be done until you know what you're fighting. It's pissing in the wind doesn't help. You just get a wet face.
But I have no false expectations that at 78 he's going to all of a sudden
turn into another human. I spent
weeks telling people that he was apocalyptic. I'm not going to change now.
No, because it's still changing. The same thing. Not treating every single thing like
I think that's when we lose credibility.
Well, here's the thing. You lose credibility in many different ways. If you don't know what you're talking about and you accuse him of something, then they're gonna blow it back. That's why I say we need to wait and see exactly what you're gonna do. Are you coming after all the folks that come to this country for a better world, who come here to work? What do you want to do with all those folks? What are you going to do with those jobs when you take all these people away? When you talk about getting rid of folks, you better know what your back game is going to be.
Move.
I liked the music.
Yeah.
That was
the only good part of the clip.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Whoopi Goldberg or Sonny. At least there was no legal note. Right?
I wasn't listening.
Matt Gaetz did not. There was like four of those last week. The legal note. Moo. Cough and McGroin says moo. Look at that. Oh, that's the wrong thing. You can't look at it because it's the wrong thing. I forgot to shift it back. We'll get the chat on the screen in just a moment. Guys, the moo, the zoo,
the
bickering
see?
Bovines.
See, he likes
these people are they don't know what to do with themselves right now. They don't know what to do with themselves right now. They're having a very tough time understanding that they are replaceable. Nobody likes to feel replaceable. You know, a lot of these times you see these guys get traded off a good team in the NFL or MLB or whatever it might be. Nobody wants to see that team, you know, you don't want to see that team succeed when you leave. You want to see the fact that you left mean, you know, the team was better with you on it, right? Nobody wants to feel replaceable. All of them are being replaced. There's everybody right there. Where's my ticker? Come on. There we go. Moo. Everybody's mooing. I love when the chat moves. All right. Let's get to a word from the LFA TV store. I want to tell you all about the LFA TV store. LFATV.us. LFATV.us. Amazing merch over here at the LFA TV store. Here we go. Boom. And it's loading on your screen. There it comes. The Live from America TV Network. Boom. Right there on your screen. We love it. LFATV.us. Click on that store tab. You see it right there on the top of your screen, on the top of the page. You can check out the LFA TV store. Get your holiday shopping done here. You can do that at OFB Farms as well. LFATV.us. Get some the As I Was Saying shirt, the Fight, Fight, Fight shirt, the Trump Vance flags, obviously the winter hats that's finally starting to get cold out. All right, so there's your winter hats right there. At LFATV.us, you click on that store tab. You can also go straight to the store by going to jeremyherald.com/store. You can also, 20% off promo with the code REDWAVE. All one word.
Wow.
As Jeremy mentions in the chat.
That's
REDWAVE. REDWAVE. Being a journalist is hard.
20% off is good.
20% off with promo code REDWAVE.
Yeah.
There
I like
it is.
That.
There it is. So that's at the LFA TV store. LFATV.us or jeremyherald.com/store. Again, 20% off, promo code REDWAVE, all one word. All one word. Can't say that one too fast either. All right. I want to show you something. This is really funny. These are the new border czar. You guys know Tom Holman? We say he looks like a thumb a little bit, but he's a tough thumb, right? Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Tom Holman and the mayor of Denver have been going in like a little tit-for-tat competition on the media. So the mayor of Denver said, well, I'm willing to go to jail and stand in the way of mass deportations. By the way, the mayor of Denver and anybody, Pritzker or, you know, the Los Angeles mayor, whoever it might be, said, I'm not going to comply with ICE. Okay. Could you imagine for one second if any of these elected officials fought this hard for you? Look at how hard these elected officials are fighting to keep the illegals in this country. Could you imagine if they fought that hard for a veteran who needed a house? Or a homeless vet who needed a meal? Could you imagine if they fought half as hard as they did for illegals, for our vets, and for the people who actually pay their salaries? Just imagine that for a second. That's what government's supposed to look like. Instead, it looks like this. Here's Tom Holman. Here's Tom Holman. You know, Tom Holman comes out and he says, oh, we're going for it. And if you get in the way, we'll put you in prison or we'll send in, you know, ICE or we'll use the National Guard or we'll use the military. And the Denver mayor's like, well, I'll go to jail to stop the deportation. And Tom Holman said, all right, no problem. Watch this. This is great.
Tom, you heard this mayor out there in Colorado. I want to get your reaction to it. And I want you to be clear about who has jurisdiction, the federal government or state and local governments. And if you're a sanctuary state or city, are you breaking the law?
You're absolutely breaking law. All you have to do is look at Arizona versus U.S. You'll see these breaking law. But look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail. Because there's a statute, it's Title 8 United States Code 1324 III, and what it says is, it's a felony if you knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien from immigration authorities. It's also a felony to impede a federal law enforcement officer. So if we don't want to help, that's fine. He can get the hell out of the way. But we're going to go do the job. President Trump has a mandate for American people. We got to secure this country. We got to save American lives. And I find it shocking that any mayor of a city would say, the President Trump's been clear. We want to concentrate on public safety threats and national security threats. I find it hard to believe that any mayor or governor would say they don't want public safety threats removed from their neighborhoods. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on in Denver, but we're going to go and we're going to fix it. If you don't want to fix it, if you don't want to protect his communities, President Trump and ICE will.
Boom! By the way, Tom Holman is coming to Tennessee December 11th.
Who is that little jolly fellow on the right?
Oh, that's Greg Abbott,
how
the governor
cute is
of Texas.
He? He's just...
Yeah, he looked like a nice... He's a little slow to act sometimes.
He's just smiling.
Sometimes he's a rhino. Sometimes he's cool. So it depends, you know. Greg Abbott of Texas. Yeah, okay. He's like, you look a little happy. But you got
he
Tom
did.
Holman. Tom Holman is like, listen, right down to business. Okay, well, we can agree on something. He's willing to go to jail, and I'm willing to put him there. Good, put him in jail. Now, put him in jail. I will help. I will come to Colorado and say, right to jail. That's all I'll do. Right to jail. Right away. I love it. Tom Holman coming to Tennessee December 11th.
Are you going to call him a toe?
No.
I mean,
first of all, a thumb.
I'm sorry.
He'll put me in jail.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I'm going to be like, Tom, I think you kind of look like a thumb.
You look like a big thumb.
You're like Thumb Holman.
You're like Thumb Thumb from...
We love him.
What is that movie?
What?
Spy Kids.
Spy Kids.
Thumb Thumb.
Thumb Thumb. Folks, that's Tom Holman, our new border czar. He's going to put people in jail for not following the orders to deport people en masse. Donald Trump's favorability, by the way, soaring in a post-election spike. 54%. Think about that. And that's why the media, again, they're freaking out. 54%. Donald Trump's approval rating and favorability is never above water, ever. Thanks to the media, and it is now. Keep this momentum going. We're winning back the culture. It is now okay to like Donald Trump in the eyes of many. You know, the he's getting like that honeymoon period, right, that he didn't get in his first term because of Russia, 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 the hoax. This is a big time right now. This is a big time for us to keep our foot on the gas. Not a time to take off. Finally, I told you this was going to happen. A lot of people thought I was crazy, but it's okay. A lot of people think I'm crazy all the time. Here it is on Newsmax, a couple of other places it's been talked about today. Andrew Cuomo is coming back to New York, and he wants to run for New York City mayor. Andrew Cuomo will run as a moderate. And for anybody who's going to start in with, they'll never bring him back. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, yes, they will. Andrew Cuomo, if he runs for that position in New York City, he's going to win. And he's going to win in a landslide, ladies and gentlemen. Not because I want him to. And I don't want to be right about it. Andrew Cuomo, if he runs for New York City mayor, wins, and he wins going away. Period. End of story. So for all the talk about New York maybe going red, if that's a serious thing that we're all supposed to consider, he can't get through that Democrat primary and make that election in Manhattan close, in New York City close. If it's one of these, you know, Soviet elections where he wins by 60 percentage points, I don't really see much hope on the horizon for New York. Now, it is just New York City. If he runs, ladies and gentlemen, and he officially announces he's already been courting the Jewish vote in New York City because they've turned on the progressive side, they've turned on Eric Adams because of the anti-Semitism. If he runs, he wins, and he's back in power in the state of New York again. Will he be an upgrade over Adams? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he'll take it seriously. He might take law enforcement seriously, but he's a radical left Democrat. Those of you in New York understand what he did during COVID. He's coming back. Keep an eye out. He's like, I call him herpes, right? He just doesn't go away. All right, folks. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We're back tomorrow live, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV. We'll do calls tomorrow. Little Thanksgiving episode. We got the, we got the good backdrop going right now. Looks nice.
I'd like to see, as we're leaving, instead of the numbers, the 45, the 95, yeah, the 32, there's a twerking turkey.
Okay.
I think everyone should push that. So we just have a ton.
All right, everybody push the twerking turkeys, the twerkies. This guy right here. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. I just put him up. All right, everybody put twerking turkeys as we leave. If you're on Rumble, if you're on X, you can't do that. So, I don't know. Throw whatever up you want on X. But we got Drew Hernandez coming up next with Based America. Lots of twerking turkeys all over the chat. Thank you so much. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. We will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And in the words of our potential next presidential candidate on the Democrat side, John Fetterman, good night, everybody. Post those twerking turkeys. We're back tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. And bang gavel.